Welcome to Hello Hydrogen, a podcast series by the Port of Rotterdam Authority about the world of hydrogen which is coming to life in Rotterdam. In this third episode, we will discover all there is to know about hydrogen carriers. Hydrogen itself is a very volatile gas, which also takes up a lot of volume. So, in order to transport it, the industry is looking at various hydrogen carriers. To find out which ones, I'm talking to Maarten Fruytier of the Port of Rotterdam Authority and Feikje Wittermans from Vopak. We're starting with Maarten Fruytier from the Port Authority. She works for the Department New Business Development and Portfolio, which is working on the energy transition in the port. Maarten herself works on the analytical side of the energy transition. To get started, I ask her which hydrogen carriers there are.
There are many hydrogen carriers we see currently. The main ones we see are ammonia, liquid organic hydrogen carriers, and liquid hydrogen. Mm-hmm. Another one that we see is green methanol, but that's not really a hydrogen carrier because you don't get the hydrogen off it again, but you use the methanol directly.
Okay.
And we also see that a little bit for ammonia, so direct use of the ammonia and not only as a carrier of hydrogen.
Okay. And are those the main carriers Rotterdam's focusing on for the future?
Currently, we see the most developments from those carriers. Mm-hmm. We also focus on other ones when we see industries diving into that one. But currently, we see most developments within for those carriers that
okay.
I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And mainly ammonia is the one that we see the most developments in currently because it is already transported currently today mm-hmm. and used today in the industry. So we see that makes it easier to kick off with ammonia.
Yeah.
But we see also other carriers around.
All right. So diving into the carriers, let's start with ammonia because that's the main carrier being focused on right now. How does ammonia work? Because you said it's a hydrogen carrier. So what is it linked to?
Yeah, ammonia is produced with the Haber-Bosch sensors. And what you do then is that you combine the hydrogen to nitrogen with mm-hmm. its synthesis process. And it's actually a chemical currently already used in the chemical industries. And you can get the hydrogen back when you crack it. So that's reversed process of the Haber-Bosch.
You mentioned getting the hydrogen back out is called cracking. How does cracking work? Do you know that?
Yeah, then you put a lot high temperature and high pressure on the ammonia and then the bonds break between the nitrogen and the hydrogen so you can split it again.
And you said ammonia is already being used for quite some time. How do we transport ammonia?
We transport ammonia overseas in specific ammonia carriers mm-hmm. And that are chemical carriers that are designed for the transport of bulk chemicals. So they have a specific design.
Mm-hmm.
But what you also see is not only that it's transported for long distance overseas, but also by pipeline.
Yeah.
But it's only in areas where there is a high ammonia demand currently. So in the United States, there are some ammonia pipelines, for example.
Yeah.
You can also transport it by barge or by train. So currently in the Port of Rotterdam, we already receive ammonia.
Yeah.
And then it's imported with an ammonia carrier and then stored over here and then exported again with a barge.
All right. So for the future in Rotterdam, we're mainly looking at cracking up the import and perhaps production of ammonia.
Exactly, yeah. We already, so the existing terminal that we have in the Port of Rotterdam is already developing plans to expand it further. And we see that with many more developments.
Okay, and what can we use ammonia for? Because you said it's not just used for hydrogen to take it out, but also for just using ammonia.
Yes, yeah, like so currently the ammonia is used in the chemical sector. So to produce fertilizer, for example, but mm-hmm. it can also be used for refrigerations, but also like it's also feedstock for the chemical industry.
Okay.
When it's used as a hydrogen carrier in the future, it's for energy use, so as an energy carrier actually.
Okay.
But it's also, so, and when you use it as hydrogen, it's also in a refinery industry. But another purpose that we see is for as a transport fuel. So yeah. For shipping, for example, okay. Ammonia can also be used.
All right. Liquid hydrogen. I've heard some about it in the past because to get it to a liquid state, you have to cool it down really, really much.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how much?
Minus 253 degrees. So
that's quite a lot. Because yeah. If I'm not mistaken, liquid natural gas is around 160 negative, right?
Yeah.
But is it then still being looked at for use in the future?
It is a very energy intensive process, but mm-hmm. we see it also has its benefits because when you bring it to the port as liquid, it doesn't require a very energy intensive process to get the hydrogen back again. So cracking okay. is an energy intensive process, and with liquid hydrogen you just have to warm it up, but that can go by itself, doesn't need energy to do that. So okay. that's why also other parties are looking into like the benefits of liquid hydrogen and also how they can make it. It's currently expensive because of those energy intensive processes you need. Yeah. So they are looking how to make it more efficient to do that.
I can imagine. Yeah. And the last one you mentioned, green methanol, because you said you can't use it as hydrogen, you have to use it as methanol.
Yes.
But what is the hydrogen bound to become methanol?
So when you produce biomethanol, you have biomass and you gasify that biomass, and then with a process called methanol synthesis, you bind the hydrogen to the carbon oxide, if I say correctly. So then you form biomethanol.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
So and in what way can we use the methanol?
You can use it as a transport fuel as well. But you can also blend it with existing fuels to decrease already your emissions. And it's very easy to, because you can use it then in the existing engines.
Okay.
But it's also used in the chemical sector as a feedstock, just like ammonia.
All right. All right. But if you then use it, you said you bind it to carbon. If you then use it, does that carbon become free again? Or?
Yeah, but because it's biomass, mm-hmm. so it's like green carbon. So
it's considered green carbon.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you have a full circle. So because it's reused again.
Yeah.
As when you use the biomass.
So we've covered ammonia, liquid hydrogen, and green methanol. But there's one missing, as mentioned by Marta earlier on, the liquid organic hydrogen carrier, or LOHC. To find out more about this carrier, I'm talking to Feikje Wittermans from Vopak, who are running a pilot with this carrier. To start off, I ask about Vopak's view on hydrogen carriers in general.
Within Vopak, we are actually working on all three of the carriers. Ammonia, liquid hydrogen, as well as the LOHC technologies. Mm-hmm. Vopak already has a track record in safely storing ammonia on 6 locations in the world already for more than 20 years. So we feel quite confident in storage and handling of ammonia as well.
Yeah.
LOHC is actually new to us, but it looks quite a lot like diesel. Also with so it's kind of a heating oil, and that's we are experienced in handling those stuff.
All right.
There's also another carrier, toluene, and we also have experience in storage and handling of toluene. Okay. With regard to liquid hydrogen, we have of course the experience with LNG at the Gate terminal and some other terminals around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So cryogenic storage is known to us, but this is of course much colder than natural gas.
Yeah, I can see. And we're going to focus on the LOHC now, the liquid organic hydrogen carrier. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, it's what we are currently developing some projects on the LOHC technology, which is from a German scale-up company. It's called Hydrogenious,
mm-hmm.
and Hydrogenious developed a technology based on benzyl toluene, which is actually a K3 product. It's a little bit Yeah, it's a heating oil. We expect that storage is not much different from diesel storage, for instance. Mm-hmm. So we expect to be able to use quite a lot of our current infrastructure and assets for the storage of LOHC.
Okay, so and the if you can use the current infrastructure, that's both for transport and storage of it?
Yes, yeah. You can, for the benzyl toluene, we expect conventional shipping vessels, trucks, tanks, and pipelines.
Okay, yeah. And then when you have the LOHC, how do you get the hydrogen out of it?
You have to heat it. Currently until 300 degrees Celsius, mm-hmm. and then the hydrogen is released from the carrier.
Okay, and then you say current, what is it going to be lower perhaps?
Or? Yeah, it's and usually you use the hydrogen in places where you don't have enough energy mm-hmm. in the demand centers. So it's we're trying to, our technology partner Hydrogenious is working on methods to decrease the temperature to release the hydrogen from the benzyl toluene to 200 degrees and maybe 200 degrees Celsius would be ideal.
Yeah. And the heat use, is this all going to be generated or maybe can you use some residual heat?
Yeah, we are targeting residual heat.
Okay.
Because that's the it's circular and that's the best way to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You could, for instance, also use this technology at, for instance, glass industry, where there's a lot of excess heat available at the right temperature to get the hydrogen out.
Okay, and then if we look at the hydrogen when it's separate, what is going to happen to it? Do you already know who's going to use it or?
Not yet. For the current project, we know the potential uses and the potential use. But this hydrogen which comes out from this carrier is quite pure. It's, say, 99.995% of purity.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't need a big step anymore to further purify it to be able to use it in fuel cells. Okay. So that's mobility is one way, but it could also be used for companies that use now natural gas, either to blend it in or to use it to decarbonize their business.
Yeah, all right. Looking at the liquid organic hydrogen carrier, you said the hydrogen is basically stuck to another molecule. Can you throw that molecule away once the hydrogen is separated, or can you reuse it?
No, you reuse it. You keep it in the system. So once the hydrogen is dehydrogenated,
mm-hmm.
we send it back to a plant where the hydrogen is bound again to the same carrier. So it stays in the system. So we don't consume the LOHC, but we use it as a carrier, as a kind of package.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. And where is it going for this pilot? Where is it going to come from?
This pilot comes from, for the pilot of 1.5 ton per day, the hydrogen comes from Dormagen in the North Rhine-Westphalen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a byproduct from a plant. And so that's is actually bound in Dormagen to the larger molecule, to the benzyl toluene.
Yeah.
And then it's coming by truck to Rotterdam and then is trucked back to Dormagen to fill it again.
And when the pilot is started, how long will it run?
We don't know yet how long. It could be 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
And then hopefully we are already a phase further in the upscaling to 12 tons per day.
Yeah. All right. And last question, how do you look at the future of LOHC? How much tonnage are you going to handle or maybe you could handle in the future, you think?
Now, we could handle a lot, but we need to scale up the technology and mainly the release technology. That's the most difficult one to scale up.
Mm-hmm.
But we are in the planning of starting a feasibility study together with the Port of Rotterdam and an American big oil company to see how we can actually design a big chain, and also to find out, can we use excess heat? Where does it come from? What is the footprint of the plant we need here? Yeah. But we are thinking now of 200 to 500 tons per day of hydrogen.
We're back with Marte from the Port Authority. We know now about four different carriers: ammonia, liquid hydrogen, green methanol, and the liquid organic hydrogen carrier. I'm wondering, which carrier does Marte think will become the main hydrogen carrier?
It's a very good question. I don't think it's one that's going to be the hydrogen carrier.
Right.
I think it's it depends, first of all, on technology and applications, but also what you currently see with the energy mix is that there's not one source of energy. There are multiple of them, and it also changes on economical and technical and environmental factors.
Yeah.
And I think that also will be the case with the hydrogen carriers. You will see different of them, different cases.
Yeah, okay. And the hydrogen coming in, is it all because for use here in Rotterdam, or is it also going to be transported towards the hinterland? Or
no, I think mainly we will export it again to the hinterland. So currently we transport 13% of the European energy demand, and so two-thirds of what is currently going through the port is exported again.
Okay.
And I think that will be the same for hydrogen.
In the next Hello Hydrogen.
In 2025, I am absolutely convinced momentum will pick back up again, and we're definitely going to see this transition through.
Thank you for listening to Hello Hydrogen. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast wherever you find your podcasts. For more information on this podcast or hydrogen in the Port of Rotterdam, take a look at portofrotterdam.com/hydrogen.